Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today's sermon text, is the Holy Gospel from St. John. Especially, we will focus on these verses. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." So far, our text. Jesus turns water into wine and manifests his glory. It was the first of his signs, but he was reluctant to do it. It's a mark of his ministry that he was always modest with his miracles, as glorious as they were. He told others to keep them a secret because his time had not yet come. His time, for which he had come, was the hour that he would die for our sins and make us worthy of God. Jesus is reluctant to turn water into wine. Jesus is modest with his miracles. But why doesn't he just show off? That would shut the mouths of the skeptics, of people who say, "If God exists, why doesn't he show himself? If he loves us, why doesn't he give us a sign? Why the modesty?" Well, frankly, it's that God is too good for us. God is too good for us. It's embarrassing to reveal who he is. Embarrassing not for him, but for us. And on the last day, when he comes in glory, everything everyone has ever done will be laid bare, revealed, and exposed. And many will be embarrassed, shamed, and speechless, standing before the uncompromising glory of God. And even if you weren't a sinner, even if you were perfect, if the Creator of the universe stood next to you, wouldn't you appear just a little bit smaller than him? I mean, in measuring his greatness next to yours, would he not be better than you? Measure greater than you, pole greater than you, at least by a few percentage points? How much more embarrassing for a sinner to stand next to the Almighty, all-holy King of the universe. It is embarrassing to be a poor, miserable sinner. So much more when we stand in contrast to the ever-loving God. We pale in comparison to his glory. That should make the whole world fall to its knees for mercy. It made St. Peter fall to his knees and ask Jesus to go away from him. As sinners, we should be ashamed. Embarrassed to come close to God. We should be afraid to pray. We should be embarrassed to be part of this sinful mankind. We should be fasting and mourning over the sin of our world and for our place and our share in it. We should be sitting in sackcloth and ashes instead. Instead, we covet and we quarrel over earthly things. We get offended when some have more than others in this life. Inequality is unfair. Everyone should be equal. Equity, equality, don't be ridiculous. The only thing in which all people are equal is in unworthiness before God. Someone might say, "Who are you to judge me? We're all sinners, so you're no better than me." Well, no, I don't think I'm better than you, but I do think God is better than you. And I think that if you lie or cheat or steal or gossip or speak murderous things and think evil thoughts, the fact that all other people are just as bad as you doesn't justify you. You should still be ashamed of yourself. In fact, a lot of people might be much worse people than you. But that doesn't justify you either. Maybe you're better than your neighbor, better than other Christians, even better than your pastor. Maybe you do more, maybe you help more, care more, maybe so. But that only makes you a big fish in a little pond. You can pick on the minnows and the guppies, but what about the big fish? Stack your works against God's work and you have nothing at all to boast about. And you have every reason to be ashamed. You can know two things, even without the Bible. One is that God exists, and the other is that you are not Him. What a terrifying thing it would be to meet Him face to face, mano a mano. Still, people don't fear God and are arrogant in themselves. They're not fearless, they're foolish. They're not courageous, they're crazy. Someone who walks out into the middle of traffic isn't brave, they're bonkers. Someone who jumps out of a window to fly, they're not courageous, they're delusional. They don't understand the danger that faces them because they think they are more than they are. And if you think you could stand before God as you are, without fear, you're foolish, you're delusional. And so Jesus is modest with his miracles and his divinity for your sake. But if you had a sense of who you really are, you wouldn't want Jesus to show who he really is. You'd want to hide yourself behind some fig leaves. If God is your enemy, you cannot win. But if God is with you, who can be against you? Jesus Christ is God with us. But when he is at a wedding feast in Cana, and the couple is about to be ashamed for lack of wine, and his mother asks for a miracle for them, lest they be embarrassed, he says, "Now is not the time for them to know who I am." Now is not the time for them to know that I am with them. I haven't died for them yet. I haven't covered their sins in my blood yet. I haven't baptized them, washed them with the water and the word yet. Now is not the time to fully reveal my glory. But yes, I will help. And so he turns water into wine for them, sparing them the embarrassment, but not announcing what he had done. That's modesty, and that's the manner in which our God came to us. And that's the manner that we should approach him. The guests did not know what he had done, but those who drew the water knew. His mother knew, and his disciples knew. He had done his very first sign, a modest sign, to manifest his glory. His glory is the redemption of the world. In Micronesia, there is an island called Yap, the island of Yap. And they have a kind of money there that doesn't fit into your wallet or your purse. There are these huge limestone wheels, and their value wasn't measured or isn't measured in their enormous size or weight. Some bigger ones are worth less. Some smaller ones are worth more. Their value wasn't determined by size. It was determined by how much was sacrificed in order to obtain them. What made them valuable was how much suffering and death was involved in their retrieval. What makes you valuable is that the suffering and death of the Son of God was involved in your retrieval. You are now worth what God was willing to pay for you. And even he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give to us all things, that we may stand before him in the righteousness of his Son? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God which passes our understanding will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.